whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very happy to be sitting with Dan Lathrop of Lathrop Insurance Company. Lathrop Insurance has been around for a long, long time. We'll find out how long and a little bit about Dan and background of his family that's been running that company in the beautiful downtown Westerly area. Welcome back to the show, Dan.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
It's nice to have you with us, and I checked my records, and we did this just about a year ago, last April, when we were right beginning the pandemic, and you and I were trying to figure out what was going to happen at that point in time. Here we are a year later and still in it. The good news is, at least I have both of my shots, and you have one, right?
I'm halfway there.
Halfway there. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel, as they say. But let's find out a little bit about Lathrop Insurance just to refresh everyone's memory and bring everyone up to date on what's going on. But first off, you've been involved with the insurance business as a career for what, about 5 years now?
It's actually unbelievably about 13 years now.
13? You're only 20 years old.
I actually was an intern at Harleysville Insurance Company during college, and also worked at Lathrop Insurance some. And then after school, went through the Sun Life training program, and then had various careers throughout different insurance companies, culminating with Willis Towers Watson out of New York City, before deciding to come back to Rhode Island and work at Lathrop Insurance.
Now, it seems a little unusual. Your family owns an insurance company, but you worked at several others versus staying with the family.
So the first thing was really learning the company side of the business, and understanding how insurance companies work from the inside out. And then my next position was around technology. So we actually built healthcare exchanges. I was at a company called Liaison, and we built healthcare exchanges for 8 out of the top 10 largest insurance brokerages in the country. And the concept on that was really a precursor to the ACA, and it was that employers do a very good job at paying for insurance benefits, but they don't always do a great job at picking which insurance benefits each employee needs. So rather than having employees that get whatever the employer
chooses, the
employer then gives money, and the employee has a store to shop in, so you can shop for the health plan that makes sense for you and the dental plan that makes sense for you and so on and so forth. So that was a pretty good concept, and Towers Watson took notice, bought the company, and then merged with Willis. So I ended up going from a 41-person company to a 30,000-person company in about 3 years.
A lot of Christmas cards there.
Yes.
And then came back to beautiful downtown Westerly?
Absolutely. In 2017, my wife and I were expecting our second son, and wanted to do something in the Rhode Island area. And my father was gracious enough to open the door and hire me. And so over the last 40 years...
Did he have to do a background check first? Or
he did. It was extensive. It went all the way back to birth. So he brought me in, and we've been partnered ever since. And about a year and a half ago, I began buying the company from him.
What a deal. And this goes back to even before your dad, right?
Yes. So my great-grandfather started the company in 1939.
Wow.
After the 38 hurricane caused some damage throughout Rhode Island, there was a need for insurance and doing it the right way. And that's where my great-grandfather, Francis Lathrop Sr., actually started the company.
Wow. That's a great tradition, and it's wonderful that you're able to do that. So do you have aspirations that perhaps your children might step in, or you're letting that fall where it may?
So it's been interesting. My parents never pressured any of us to go into the business. It was always a look. If you'd like to learn about it, we're happy to teach. But it was definitely a personal decision, and that's kind of always been the way my parents have been with raising us. They're great at providing guidance, but the decisions are really on our own.
Sure.
And so I intend to do that same thing with my kids. Is if that's what they want to do, by all means.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about the company. Where are you located exactly? What's the address?
So we're at 85A Beach Street. It's called the Foster Farms Business Park. Just outside the official downtown area.
Okay, and there's a website, of course.
LathropInsurance.com.
All right, so as we're talking here, if you'd like to check that out, follow along at LathropInsurance.com. And insurance is one of those things where this is a half-hour program. We could talk for hours and hours and hours on different kinds of insurance, the different things. I know the last year we tried to be a little bit general. We'll probably do that again and talk about lots of things, but it's April. April showers, and April showers bring to mind in the coastal area sometimes that there's the potential for flooding, and then during the summer you've got the hurricane season coming in, and that's a big part of your business, right?
It is. The different flood insurance requirements and home insurance requirements along the coast are really rapidly evolving right now. So the federal flood insurance program is remapping and editing some of their rates. They tend not to go down. And what has happened is there's been a number of private market insurance companies that have come into the flood markets. So Lloyd's of London, QBE, and even Tokio Marine, which is a company out of Philadelphia Insurance Companies, their Rhode Island, or is their United States syndicate. They're all providing different coverages for these coastal communities that are an alternative to the federal flood, which they can offer some great coverage that federal cannot.
Is that something that most people don't know a whole lot about? Everybody knows they should have car insurance. Everybody knows they should have life insurance and so forth. And those are obviously things you do, but something like flood insurance seems to get left until they need it.
Yes, it's amazing. Flood insurance is excluded from almost every homeowner's policy and every property insurance policy for businesses. So therefore, it has to be purchased standalone. And when you're in a flood zone and you have a mortgage, then there's a check and balance for that where the mortgage company requires it. But there are many people in Rhode Island that are just outside a flood zone, or maybe they don't have a mortgage, where the notice that their homeowner's policy doesn't cover flood is about page 9 on the policy.
Yeah, in the very, very small print.
Exactly. So if you get to page 9 on that policy, God bless you. So what we do is we work with clients that are in the flood zone, but also even if you're not in the flood zone, to provide flood insurance. And flood insurance in the flood zone varies widely in price depending on design of the home, as well as the flood elevation in the area. But outside the flood zone, you can buy $250,000 of coverage on a primary home for under $500 a year and on a secondary home for under $700 a year. So you can cover the first floors, $100,000 of contents, things like that, from flood protection for a relatively moderate price.
Sure. Compared to, you know, if something should happen, $500 worth of damage is one chair.
Exactly. Exactly. And especially when you have something like water, it has a way of seeping. And even if, you know, it gets into wood floors, they start buckling, things like that. There is a lot of results that can happen from flooding.
Yeah, it all goes into the walls. It goes into, you know, depending on how high it can crawl up the walls, so to speak. And if you have a basement, then you're really in trouble. So flood insurance is a big item, and that is always evolving. And so Lathrop Insurance has the opportunity to stay abreast of all that and keep up with the latest prices and the latest things going on.
Absolutely. And we work with now 10 different private insurance markets for just specific to flood. Mm-hmm. So we can shop around not only between federal and private, but between all the different private options on behalf of the client.
Now, here's the difference between water damage and flood damage. Some people are confused. My mm-hmm. washing machine overran and flooded my basement. Is that flood insurance?
That is not flood insurance. Right. So that is covered on your homeowner's insurance policy. Okay. The difference is the flooding has to cover multiple properties. So if it's something that happens just on your property, that likely isn't a flood event.
Hmm.
The water could come down a stream and just flood your house, but that stream occurs on different properties and things.
Okay.
So it does have to be multiple. The other issue with flood is if there's any kind of groundwater seepage or anything, that is not covered on a homeowner's policy.
So normal wet basement is not flood necessarily.
Exactly.
Right. But as one of the things that should be checked out and decide, you know, where do I go? Which way do I go?
Exactly.
So if you're not in a flood zone, there's still the possibility of needing the insurance, and that's something you can help out with, right?
Absolutely. And it, even if you're not in a flood zone, it is still excluded from a home policy. So.
Right. So it's, there it is. We're going to cover lots of other areas in the insurance industry and get a little bit more background on Lathrop Insurance right after we stop for this brief commercial break. Company Break is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano, your host, and sitting with Dan Lathrop of Lathrop Insurance in Westerly, Rhode Island. And we talked the first segment about flood insurance, mostly about all the things that can happen with needing flood insurance, whether you're in a floodplain or not, and how that works and how expensive it can be if you don't have it, obviously. The other part of that I mentioned, touched on a little bit in the beginning, was hurricanes and getting into the season where hurricane damage can affect anybody. You don't have to be in a floodplain. You can get damage wherever you are. I mean, I live in Providence, and we've had damage from wind, so
yes.
That's a big thing, right?
So wind damage from hurricanes is very common when a hurricane comes through. Even before a hurricane comes through, wind claims are the largest section of property claims that we have. So those wind claims carry with them quite a bit of damage and things. One thing we've actually seen with a number of insurance companies out there is adding a wind or a hurricane deductible to the insurance policies for homeowners.
So adding a deductible, which means, for example, my house in Providence, if I have wind damage, I just, you know, put in a claim. But
mm-hmm.
I might have a $100 or $500 deductible and have to pay the first $100 or $500 myself, right?
And that makes perfect sense. But if you own a home and bought it at, let's say, a $500 deductible, this year insurance companies, many are adding on a wind or hurricane deductible that is a percentage of the home's value. So if you have a $500,000 home
mm-hmm.
and the insurance company edits you from a $500 deductible to a 5% deductible, that means a $25,000 deductible in the event of wind or hurricane damage. So if that new roof, if the roof blows off, you may be on the hook for the $25,000 rather than the $1,000 you thought you had when you first bought the policy.
Wow. And is that a common thing? Is that happening without, you know, big bold printing? Again, it's on page 9.
So there's what's called a 220 notice that each company has to send out to make those changes. And so there is legally a notice that goes out with your insurance policy renewal and your bill, but it is sometimes missed. And so we have seen this added to a number of policies, and our strategy is to work with the client to either help them understand that or find another company that is not providing those similar terms.
Wow. So it could be as much as 5%?
5%. We've seen it commonly 5% with a number of both direct writing companies as well as companies that agents represent.
So for Taylor Swift, that's a lot of money.
Yes, for Taylor Swift, that would be a lot of money. But
for that house.
I'm less worried about her affording it than most of our insureds.
All right. And that's not something that's unique to the coastal area. That's just in general, right?
So it is something that is more unique to the coastal area.
Okay.
So the reason that it's happening is reinsurance pricing and AM Best rating. So AM Best is a rating company that rates insurance carriers, and they stipulated a requirement on reinsured business to have some kind of coastal mitigation and wind mitigation. And the easiest way to do that for insurance companies to keep their A ratings is to increase the deductible for homeowners.
Okay. All right. Well, that's something to definitely look up, and you can help with all of that if you want to get a hold of Lathrop Insurance. You can help them
absolutely
check that out.
Absolutely. And one of the things that is most helpful if we're working with a new client, taking a look at their old policies and being upfront, and if there is a great policy in place that probably couldn't be replaced, we will tell them that. Or if there are gaps in coverage, we will point those out. So the nice thing with that is, even if we can't provide a better price for them, they can go back and talk to their current agent with a little bit more informed manner on what's covered and what's not.
I think that's someone that's as old as I am and remembers back to the early insurance days. It seems like insurance brokers lots of times back in the day were like used car salesmen. Compliance wasn't there. All the government regulations weren't there. But over the last 30, 40 years, things have changed dramatically where you do have that transparency, so to speak, where you help the clients, you tell them exactly what's going on. It's not the same world as when your great-grandfather started.
Absolutely. And the other thing for us is we represent so many different companies. Our loyalty is really to the customer. So we work closely with our clients to make sure we are giving them the best package. We don't have more than 10% of our business with any one carrier. Mm-hmm. So our loyalty is truly to the customer and making sure that we're providing them with the best possible solution.
And there are so many companies out there, and obviously the average person isn't going to be able to investigate or know what's best for them, so they do need a professional advisor to go in that direction. I think other than car commercials on television, there's probably more insurance commercials than anything else. It's amazing. You know, you bum, bum, we are, you know.
Oh, yes. There are a credible amount of insurance commercials.
Yeah, it's amazing. And all of those companies offer similar packages, but to be able to know what the differences are, you really need to get some help there if you're the average person.
Yeah, one example that we consistently see is water and sewer backup. So someone will go maybe buy an insurance policy online that they didn't sit down with an advisor on, and the package doesn't include water and sewer backup. Now, water and sewer backup is the third most prevalent type of insurance claim on homeowners.
Really?
But it's excluded from a standard homeowner's contract. Hmm. So it's something that manually has to be added into the contract by the carrier. And almost every carrier can add it. But if you're looking strictly at dollars to dollars pricing, you may not have that in there if you're just doing an online quote. And so little things like that can cost you tens of thousands of dollars in the back end for a $30 to $40 endorsement, is something that is really worth doing. And so it's worth, even if you have a policy, just having a professional look it over. And if they tell you, hey, no one can do any better than this, then stick with it. But they're at least then you're informed.
Well, that's a great tip. So if you've got nothing else out of this program, there's one for you right there, along with the flood insurance. Let's talk about un and under, two parts of car insurance that people are faced with sometimes.
Yes. So uninsured and underinsured motorists. So in the state of Rhode Island, the sad fact is about 12% of the cars driving around on the streets are uninsured.
Now, is that legal?
No.
Okay. So 12%
are breaking the law.
Wow.
Yes. And then the DMV has put in new systems to catch that, and it is getting better. It is trending better often because there is a better system to catch it.
Right.
That was put in about a year ago, but that's still the fact. And we're also seeing the state minimums of $25,000. So if you have an accident with someone and you're out of work for 6-8 months, and you might have some medical bills and things like that, the most their insurance company will pay out based on state minimums is $25,000. So by having the uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage on your policy, which usually only costs about $100 a year, you can make sure that you're protected. And you want to make sure you're protected up to that $250,000 to $500,000 range to make sure that if you have medical bills, if you have lost wages, you're not worried. So the liability insurance that you buy on the policy is really to cover your liability to others. That uninsured and underinsured motorist policy, that's to take care of you and your family in the event of an accident.
Now, when you say underinsured, is that clear? As far as you said, 12% are illegal. Is that underinsured part of that 12%?
It is not clear. No, the underinsured is kind of a separate number.
Almost and, exponentially higher.
And the underinsured motorist tends to be that young driver that just got their license that maybe they only need $25,000 of protection because they only have $25,000 of assets.
Okay.
But when they hit you, you may have a lot more, and you want to make sure that their policy is not the limit on your accident.
So that's how to get around that. Again, just get in touch with Lathrop Insurance, and they can explain in a little bit more detail than
yes.
what we just did.
Yes.
And check it out for yourself. One other major topic before we finish up in a few minutes is umbrella policies and how that works.
So umbrella policies, once again, uninsured and underinsured motorists is often an option on the umbrella policy. But umbrella policies are also becoming more and more prevalent as we see more and more lawsuits and litigation and larger jury trials. So if there's someone that's hurt at your house, if there's an accident, car accident that is deemed your fault, most car insurance policies and home policies max out at about $500,000 for the liability. And I think we've all seen $1 million settlements at this point, if not more.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
And so making
it's
sure...
It's unusual to see not that much.
Exactly. So making sure you have an umbrella policy to protect you above and beyond that $500,000 is crucial in those circumstances. So if you end up in a bad accident and things, in order to make sure you keep your home and keep what's important to you, having that umbrella policy is really crucial. And $1 million umbrella for a typical family with two drivers, two cars, and a home is usually less than $250.
Wow. Okay. So all things that seem like they're certainly worth investigating and getting. You know, we've talked a little bit about in the first segment about flood insurance. We talked about hurricanes. And one of the other things that westerly, in particular, the coastal area of Rhode Island, and you even go to Block Island, right?
Oh, yes. We love the folks on Block Island.
All right. So where our radio station signal comes from, actually, on Block Island. A lot of people don't know that. So Block Island is near and dear to our hearts. And in between westerly and Block Island, there are lots of boats.
Yes, there are.
And is that something that you get into at all?
Absolutely. We do quite a bit of boats, and this is kind of the boat season. So recently there's been some changes in the boat insurance market, and we have been doing a lot more in the boat insurance market, working closely with both boat dealers as well as longtime boat owners to help them with their insurance needs. There's a lot going on in the boat insurance market.
I think a misconception by a lot of people is if someone ever gets hurt and it's your fault, no matter whether they slip on your sidewalk, they trip down the stairs in your basement, whatever happens, they think they're covered with homeowners insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And then they think, well, if they slip on my sidewalk, then I'm covered. But if they fall off my boat, I must be covered for that too.
So boat insurance has its own liability. So most motorized items that need to be registered, so a boat mm-hmm. would be an example, are not covered by a homeowner's policy.
Even a jet ski or something like that.
So if it has to be registered, so if it's a sailboat under 25 feet or a small motorboat with less than 15 horsepower, then it usually can be covered on a homeowner's policy. You'll want to check with your insurance agent and verify, but most small boats can be endorsed onto a homeowner's policy. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get to any kind of larger motorboat,
that outboard motorboat with 2 500 horseback,
exactly. those you need to have insured separately.
All right. Well, the wonderful world of insurance, and we've covered a lot of things here today, but I want to stress that you can get to Lathrop Insurance by going to their website. And for those that want to talk to a real person, you have real people in your office, right?
If you call anytime 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, the phone is answered by a real person. There is no phone tree. It's a real person answering the phone.
Wow.
And the way our phone system is set up is if Erica at reception and Rob and Mary are all on the phone, my phone will ring. And if it rings more than two times, I answer the phone. So you will always have a real person at Lathrop Insurance.
And there's a phone number they can call.
401-596-2525. Once again, 401-596-2525. Although while this show airs, it's Saturday morning and there's not anyone there. But you can leave a message and we'll call you back Monday. Or you can call Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
There you go. What a deal. And talk to a real person. Operators are standing by, as they say. And Dan, I want to thank you for coming in and helping to explain some of the many, many facets of insurance that people face every day. But I have to stress, the best thing is to give you a call, drop you an email, check out the website, do something to have Dan or one of his associates explain exactly what you might need. Dan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate you having us, and I look forward to talking to everyone about their insurance.
All right, and we look forward to seeing you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.